This is the final part of a three-part series featuring Jim Buckles, the president of BCS Consulting. We're talking about preparing for TICE. Establishing a price. I mean, I'm sure some retailers have a certain price on product A. They feel it's very good. But then somebody else in some other part of the country, maybe not buying a great deal more than they are, has a better price. How do you, is there even a way to get some sort of feel as to where you fall in the average pricing for any given product from any given supplier?
Well, I can tell you the first guy who says what he pays for something is going to lose in the following discussion. Nobody ever admits they're paying more. You know, I mean, when retailers get together, it's, you know, sometimes it's a race for the bottom, which may or may not actually be what they're paying. But the price for the individual product, you need to be in the market, which you can partially discover by looking at what other retailers are selling things for. But you need to find a price at which you can make the margin that is appropriate for your business and people buy the product, then that is still a good price for you. If you try and focus on getting another 54 cents a yard off, they may not service you as well, or it may not make any real difference in your sales because you're not going to change the price using it to increase your margin, or you're going to drop the margin down and you've just hurt yourself and provided less profit dollars. Mm-hmm. It's more important to focus on providing value product, quality and value for a price than being the low price guy.
I hear you. Talk about a planning session or planning sessions, I suppose, more than one, before you would go to a show like services or really any show for that matter. What types of planning sessions and who should be involved with this? And just about planning in general, if it's for a show or not for a show, what sort of frequency would you recommend that a retailer, you know, hold these planning sessions?
Well, they should be looking at their product mix and what's selling and what's not every quarter, because that gives them an idea on what products are performing and what are not. You have to also take into consideration there is merchandising involved. You may well have a high-end product on the floor that you sell very little of, but it allows your salespeople to show a best product that helps them sell the better. So, you know, there's two pieces to that. But the quarterly session is, what are we doing? What are we selling? How are our margins on it? Should we be promoting a different product? Looking at it all the way down to the salesperson level, because if you give them price flexibility, you may find that they're taking a product that you have marked at X and they're selling it consistently at 85% of X.
I see.
Well, challenge them instead to say, okay, if that's what they're willing to spend, my challenge to you is find a product that that's our normal price on instead of dropping it on the one you know.
Makes sense.
But as far as getting ready for a show, it means, you know, depending on the operation, who would do it, but pull the information. How much have I spent with the vendors? What products have I been selling? Who are they from? What are the pieces and parts of what's going on? And then sitting down with the people you are going to be taking to say, okay, here's where we are. Now, we're selling a lot of this, and then lo and behold, your person in installation says, I know and I wish we weren't, because we have a lot of problems with installation on that product in this way. Well, you may be now knowing I need to look for an alternative to this product that doesn't have that particular issue.
Very interesting. Now, in terms of making appointments, suppose they're looking for alternative products, they don't do business with a given supplier, I suppose it's wise for them to call up the rep and make an appointment to go see them, you know, this alternative supplier?
If they already know that they have a product they want to check out, yes. If they aren't, you know, it's a new supplier to them, depending on how big they are, they may or may not even be able to really get an appointment because that rep is not getting business from them. And they may be better off just walking into the booth.
I see. You had mentioned, I think when we first started talking, about recommendations for industry-specific software. And I suppose it's difficult in this day and age to run an effective business without having that, but I suspect there's a whole lot of people out there that do not have industry-specific software. All of the players that offer these products are there. Most of them have a pretty big setup. Is this a good time to at least start the conversation about this particular kind of software?
Absolutely. If you do not have an industry-specific software, then you should definitely be looking. That is an appointment setting. Because to look at a piece of software, it's not a 10-minute prospect. But there are, all the big players are there. And you can go, you can meet with them, and you will never have the opportunity to have more of the horsepower of that business in front of you than you will when you're at the show. You know, because particularly at ICE, and all of the players bring pretty much their company.
Yeah, they have, I mean, a great setup, a lot of equipment, big screens. You know, it's pretty amazing.
No, and so you can go and you can take a look at it. And if you're thinking about it, you know, look in any of the trade magazines. I mean, as I said, RFMS is one with which I'm most familiar, but RFMS is going to be there. Q4 is going to be there. Pacific Solutions, Rollmaster. I mean, all these people are going to be there. Take a look, call them. They probably have a rep for your area, and you can make an appointment to come see it. Nice. And even if you already have the product, be sure and stop by their booth, because they may have added some ancillary products that you are not using that could significantly impact your business to the positive.
I hear you. Now, the seminar program, seminars run all the way through TICE. There's a day, an education day, the day before the show floor opens. What sort of plans would you recommend that a retailer do in terms of attending some of these?
I heartily recommend attending the education sessions. TICE does an excellent job of curating the presenters. They are very much designed to be nonpartisan, so you're not going to find yourself sitting through an infomercial. But instead, you're going to be hearing specifics about the topic at hand. And you should go, even if you're not entirely certain about it. Maybe it's a product you're not offering, but you've thought about it. Go listen to it. Go hear what they have to say. Because there's no better way to get yourself educated. And in this day and age, the consumer walking in has done so much research before they walk in your store. If you do not constantly work on educating yourself and attending these things, they may well be better educated than you or your salespeople.
That's interesting. What is your take? And this really doesn't have anything to do with TICE, but there's so much education around these days, and a lot of players out there that are offering specific education, marketing, and other things. Do you recommend a retailer have some type of a training program? And one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is, I have asked many retailers whether they have sales meetings or not. And almost everybody tells me that they have product knowledge sessions. They have a supplier sales guy come in and bring donuts and chit-chat with them. But that, I don't consider that really training. Well, it's not sales training. It's not training across the board. What do you think about having some type of a philosophy as it relates to training in general to make people more productive, to make them better salespeople, et cetera?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. It's the classic. What got you here won't get you there, because business is constantly evolving. If you do the same thing that you've always done, you are not going to continue to grow and you will probably shrink. And no matter who you're affiliated with, whether it's a buying group, a manufacturer, or it's an independent with the WFCA, they all have training options available to you. And many of them are not expensive, site-specific. Many of them are available online or through live webinars, through pre-recorded webinars and sessions, so that you can work with them. And many times, if you are affiliated with various groups, it's very low cost to have people in to train your people, to evaluate your people, you know, to help them become mm-hmm. better at what they do. Mm-hmm. And that extends, most importantly, all the way down to installation. You know, we cannot just think about selling it and making sure that we're running the books right. We have to be sure that our installers are as well informed as they can be.
Interesting. What other factors should a wise retailer take into consideration in their planning for Tice? Is there something that we've left out?
If you're working this hard, the last thing I would recommend is making sure you have reservations at a nice restaurant at least one night to celebrate all the work that you're doing.
That makes total sense. Jim, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I know you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but if they want to get a hold of you, you know, learn about anything that you do or virtual CFO, how can they do that?
Well, there is the website, jscservicesllc.com, jscservicesllc.com. The office number is 314-606-1636. It's 314-606-1636. Then finally, the email is, once again, jscservicesllc@gmail.com.
Very good.
So though those are all ways they can reach out to me. I mean, if all else fails and you somehow don't write the URL down correctly for the website or the email and it bounces back on you, give my folks a call and they'll be happy to work with you.
Very good. Jim, always great having you on here. I appreciate this, and I think this is an area that I think many retailers could really profit from so they can get more out of Tice. I appreciate you sharing all this with us.
No problem. Glad to do it, Dave.
And we'll see you in Vegas.
See you there.
Okay, we've been talking with Jim Buckles. He is the president of BCS Consulting, and this is Floor Radio.